Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen. It's time for the Coach's Chalk Talk.
Recording. Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is a gentleman that's been in coaching a long time, and he's been to several high schools. He's currently the head coach of Vinton High School. We're going to talk about Vinton and to let everybody know about Vinton. If you're not from the Lake Charles area, or you're not from Orange, Texas, or that golden triangle around Lake Charles, it's Louisiana, but it's right there, 13 miles from Orange, Texas. Coach Lark Hebert. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Enjoy it.
Coach, I mean, your career is taking you to many schools. You were the head coach at Sulphur High School from 99 to 201. You were the head coach at Beauchene and Elton, you know, where Al Woods was at prior to him going to the NFL. You were at McNeese State, where you played for 17 years as a coach from 202 to 218. Coach linebackers, D-line, you were the defensive coordinator for 3 years. You were a three-year starter. I didn't know that till today, but you were a three-year starter at McNeese on the defensive side of the ball in all conference, and you were blocking. I didn't know this. You were blocking for Buford Jordan at the time. That's a pretty good running back to block for when you were at McNeese.
Yeah, we had some good running backs while I was there. Theron McClendon, Buford Jordan, and, you know, then Citizen, he was a true freshman my senior year and actually redshirted. But I got to watch him at practice. I knew he was going to be really good.
His son's pretty good right now, huh, Coach?
Sir?
Citizen's son's pretty good at Lake Charles.
Yeah, he has several SEC offers. I know Auburn has been the latest. And, I got to watch him play one night this year. He's a pretty good player. He's built a lot like his daddy.
Yeah, he reminds me of that build. Remember Ollie Bruce started Acadiana?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, 6'1", 220, and can run, can do it all. Coach, there's four national running backs in Louisiana this year, four. I know LSU and McNeese and these guys can't take them all, but there's actually 10 D1 running backs in Louisiana this year, 10 of them. But I want to talk about your school, Vinton. Coach, you took over and did a great job this past year under tough circumstances, and the first thing I want to talk about is how did – you handled the adversity. You handled it greatly, by the way, with that hurricane that came through Lake Charles, and it was devastating to the community. And I just want to point that out, that you had football, even though that, I mean, against all odds. And share that with everybody, because of everything these kids went through, the adults at the school, obviously the teachers, the administration, the parents.
Yeah, you know, it was very tough. And not just us, but the whole Southwest Louisiana, the whole Lake Charles area that got hit hard by this storm. So many people lost homes and were displaced and that type of stuff. And then yet we were trying to have some type of normalcy in football. But you had to be, I was just like, we were being real, real patient. And kids, you know, couldn't always be there, but they wanted to be there. And they were calling and, you know, when they had to miss and those type of things. You had games. We played one game with one day of practice. We would start and have to stop between the storms and then the COVID feel in the summer and all that. It was crazy. It's definitely one of the chapters for your book when you write, when you're done. But I was proud of the way the kids came. And, you know, for us, me getting to Vinton in March, not having a off season because of COVID, not, you know, barely a summer.
Yeah.
No spring. We were putting in offense and defense. I mean, like the first week we go to play, we still don't know some of the kids' names on the teams. And some of the, you know, and obviously we had very few plays we could run. But I thought the kids did a great job of just, you know, pushing and fighting through. And we always said this, you know, the wins and losses are just the fact that you're playing. It has nothing to do with the score, the game. The whole fact you played made you a winner. You know, we just considered that a win. Just the ability to get out there and get these kids. And it was really for our seniors. You didn't want the seniors to lose their final season,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And for them to have the ability to go out there and play. And that's what we told them. Look, we're not looking at the scoreboard. And that's what you want on a normal season. You want your kids to go and play regardless of what the score is. Shouldn't determine how hard you play.
Right.
And just keep playing regardless. And, you know, that's what we say. Look, don't worry about the scoreboard. Let's just go play. Let's have some fun and go play and play as good as we can, regardless whether we're up or down, you know.
Yeah, and I saw your team play last year. I was able to see some film and saw some full game film. Coach, I want to tell you, man, I'm impressed with the discipline they had with all these kids, what they went through, you, your family, everybody. I mean, they played hard, and the senior group, I want to mention some of your seniors currently. Noah Gray, I thought was a heck of a tight end for you this year as a senior.
Hey, he's a good player, and he's also an outstanding baseball player. He's going to have a really good baseball season. And, you know, Noah, being a senior, coach, I want to be in fifth period. I want to stay in athletics with you. I want to go through, you know, the all season and keep going to help me through it, baseball and all that stuff. So, I mean, he's just a great kid, and he's an extremely hard worker.
Yeah, could be a football guy if he wanted to be in college. Hezekiah Holtz was a heck of an athlete for you. I thought Hezekiah, he was a good-looking player for you this year as a senior.
You know, same thing. Hez is a really good-looking kid, a big kid. Running back was very tough. He gave us a lot of leadership as a senior. And, you know, he's doing the same thing. He stayed in athletics. He's staying in all season working through, trying to get ready. You know, he's going to run track, and I expect him to have a good year on the track this year.
Really good athlete. Another good player for you this year that was a senior, Jaden Carrier. Really good athlete.
Jaden.
Yeah, good athlete for
you. Jaden was really outstanding, and Jaden went through, you know, he went into basketball and they won their fourth district championship, and he just made all kind of plays for us as a wide out and as a kick returner and kept us in a lot of games because of the field position he gave us as a kick returner. We're really excited to have him.
And one other senior I want to mention, Coach, that did a good job for you, Zach Trostclair, linebacker tight end for you, a tough-nosed kid for you this year.
Well, Zach really helped us out was, you know, on the defensive side of the ball. But then again, he was our punter and our kicker, and he did an outstanding job, ended up being second-team all-district punter. And, unfortunately, he had plenty of opportunities to punt.
Yeah, you don't want your punter punting too much, even if they
know.
Coach, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of you juniors that I saw play, that you got a really good nucleus coming back, a good, strong junior group, which I'm excited for you, Coach, at Vinton High School. Our guest today is Lark Hebert, the head football coach of Vinton High School, longtime McNeese State coach, former Sulphur coach. Great guy. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Lark Hebert, the head football coach at Vinton. I want to throw this out, Coach, before we start talking about your team. I did some research. A famous football player that came out of Vinton back in the 20s was Ken Bonson, who ended up being a North Texas Hall of Fame football player and a coach, was a running back for the San Francisco 49ers in 1953, rookie year. And I did a little research. There's so many famous singers from Vinton, Louisiana. I didn't even know this. Marcia Ball, the famous blues singer and writer, is from Vinton. Clarence Brown, the blues musician. Everybody knows about Clarence Brown. The late Clarence Brown is from Vinton. And one of my favorite bands, Toto, from the 80s. Bobby Kimball, McNeese State graduate, one of the lead singer for Toto. Did you know all that? And you said there's also another singer at the school that's a musician.
Yeah, I did. I didn't know all that. That's interesting. And but evidently, there must be something about it because our head girls basketball coach had an outstanding year this year. Took the girls to the playoffs for the first time in, I think, 20-something years, and actually won a first playoff win since maybe 75 or something like that. Had an outstanding year. His name's Philip Ebarb, and Philip's been the lead singer in a local band around here for forever, since he's been growing up, and he's a big-time singer and, you know, has his own little band and does a lot of local places and stuff. A former player of mine, when I first started coaching, I started at Vinton, and our quarterback was Bliss Bouchard. Bliss Bouchard is now the school board member, but he's also a singer, and he writes his own songs and stuff,
man.
And he also plays. So there must be something about it, and about that and stuff. And there's a few other, you know, outstanding athletes. I played with Stephen Starr and that McNeese, who went on and played, you know, in the Super Bowl with the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
And Was it who's the baseball player? Is it Alvin Dark?
Oh, Ted Lyons, I believe. Ted Lyons came
Ted
out.
Ted Lyons from Ben. Yeah.
This is what's crazy, Coach. Ted Lyons played 21 years in MLB. 21 years.
Is that crazy? Huh?
1923 Rookie of the Year for the Chicago White Sox in all 21 years with Chicago
That's
White
amazing.
Sox. From Vinton, Louisiana. Well, Jerry Lee Lewis must have stopped in that town at one point to do teaching lessons to people, Coach.
Yeah, you know, on his way to Texas, he probably stopped by.
Yeah,
caught a horse race or something, you know.
Back in the day when they did those tent concerts, him and Elvis Presley, you know, being
You're right.
Jerry Lee Lewis was from Vidalia, Faraday, Louisiana. Let me get that right, Faraday, not Vidalia. But Coach, getting back to your team, you've got a good nucleus of kids that I saw coming back: Ethan Hoffpair, a safety, corner, linebacker, Kashawn Budwine, who's I think a phenomenal player for you. Can play everywhere on the field. Lucas Bunning, quarterback, good game manager, good kid, smart. Matthew Joseph, O.D. lineman. Avante Johnson, O lineman. Cutter Burks, defensive end, a real good player for you. Reese Burrell, safety. And offensive guard Hector Ortega. That's a good nucleus, Coach, to build around coming in for this season coming up.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, we feel like up front we got a good group coming back that got a lot of experience. And then, you know, we returned the quarterback in Bunning, and he did a great job last year. His first time to play, he didn't play his sophomore year, and came out last year and, you know, ended up being our star and did a really good job. Keyshawn is just a phenomenal athlete. We're excited about what he's going to do on the track this year, and, you know, just can't wait to get him out there and see him run. But he's a big kid who can run. He's very explosive, and there's so many things we can do with him and you know, different ways to get him the ball. We're also excited about a young wideout, Logan Beard, who played a bunch, number five. And we think Logan's going to help us out a ton. And, you know, we got a young freshman named C.J. Jack that played as a freshman last year at safety for us that will be at our tailback, and he's pretty good. So we got a bunch of, you know, and up front, we're pretty good up front in that we have some linemen returning. I think we're going to be able to put five offensive linemen, and then turn around and put four on the D-line that don't go both ways.
Oh,
now, they'll
good.
Back each other up and that type of stuff, but they won't have to just play, you know, one kid play both ways. So, excited, you know, to have Matthew, who's already received an offer from a junior college, and, you know, Matthew will be able to play just on defense and back, and, you know, maybe spell some kids on the offensive line, but not go both ways all night. I think that's going to help him and keep his energy up. And, you know, and some of the other linemen. So, we're excited about that part. And, you know, moving forward with this thing. And, you know, we're excited that the kids are going to know more than three plays.
right, going into a season.
You know, just to have the spring and the off season has been huge for us.
Coach, I want to mention this. You were a college recruiter at McNeese. And, you know, I've been following, like my dad was a coach, been following it since, 1985. But how do you put Kashawn up there? I mean, I think he's legitimate 1AA, just watching him, and maybe D1. He's got a lot of ability.
He does, and you know, I think we've had this conversation earlier. You know, he is a diamond in the rough. He has some things he has to polish up, you know, and get better at. And but, you know, he is potentially, he has it. And you know how that is. You got to get out there and continue to work. These kids are young. And as they get older, they just continue to get better. And, you know, his future is bright, and we just got to see how he responds and what he does the remainder of, you know, his senior year. But he has opportunity, no doubt.
If Kashawn hears his show, that means you got to work hard this summer, Kashawn, and get better. That's what Coach wants you to do.
I've been telling him that. You know, we've been on him, and, you know, just young kids, and they don't realize,
right.
You know, and sometimes it creeps up on them, and then, oh, you know, and but we're giving them that information, and he's responding really well. I like the way he's responding. I like the way he's worked this all season. You know, he's about 190 pounds. Sometime when his heaviest might be 195, but, you know, he went out there and we had a little clean max the other day, and he did 245. So that was pretty good. Shows you how explosive he is, you know.
Yeah, 6 foot tall and got the size to
6 foot, good hands, can run.
Yeah, Coach, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Grand Lake, what it was like for a school from the area to make a state championship game with everything that the town, the city went through, that whole area, for them to make the state championship game for the first time in the history of the school, Grand Lake, which was affected really, really tough. But we'll be right back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. We'll be back with more of our guest, Lark Hebert from Vinton High School. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Lark Hebert, the head coach at Vinton High School. If you don't know where Vinton is, you can get to it. You can get to Orange, Texas in 13 miles, and the other way you can be in Lake Charles basically 13 to 15 miles. So, Coach, you're right there on the Texas, almost the Texas line, 13 miles away. But you ever go to Orange for anything or Houston?
Oh, I got a lot of friends over there. You know, in that area and visiting, talking ball and watching games and that type of stuff. And then, you know, right there in Beaumont is that Sawgrass. And we love to go eat over there.
And then you got West Orange Stark High School in Orange. That's a powerhouse program.
West Orange Stark, yes. A good friend of mine that played at Magnus with me. He was a young one. I was older. Eddie Dyer is the offensive coordinator over there. Visit often. And, you know, got some friends at Westbrook and Little Cypress. So,
yeah, some great
programs. A lot of coaches too. Over there. And then, of course, you know, Jeff Matthews and Rodney Burks, who are at Vider, are former Cowboys also.
Yeah, and you were the head coach at Whaler High School in Texas. Tell everybody where Whaler's at. Is that in that same area?
I was the defensive coordinator at Waller High School.
Waller.
And it's Waller. It's down, it's on 290, like you're heading toward Texas A&M. And Gene Johnson, who is the head coach at many, many places I recruited in Houston, like Jersey Village and a couple other schools I recruited. We became buddies, and then when he knew I retired, he called me up about, coming down there and working for him as a defensive coordinator. So we went over there and had a good year, and we enjoyed, I enjoyed it. He started that program over there, got better, but I just wanted to come back home, and you have to sit out a year before you can be rehired. So that year, Waller let me sit out that 1 year so I could be rehired in Louisiana.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that, Coach. But I wanted to, I want to ask you this. How did it feel for the community when Grand Lake made a state title game, being one of the local schools that went through the hurricane and everything, but to see Grand Lake make it the first time in the history of the program and being a school in the area, what do you think that
did? We had two local schools who could not play. It just there's so much damage. More than two. Barb, LeBron's, and Sam Houston. They chose not to play.
And Washington Marion too, huh? Washington Marion.
And Washington Marion also. And so, like Kinder benefited. Some kids from Barb ended up at Kinder and made them pretty good, and they got to the finals again. And then Grand Lake picked up a couple kids from Barb because they're right on the south side of Lake Charles.
Right.
And Jeff Wainwright, good friend of mine, he got the head job over there. He's from South Cameron and played at South Cameron, and I think he was on one of the teams that made it to the finals for South Cameron. And so Jeff knows what he's doing. He did a really good job of keeping that team together, and that community just were bound and determined that they were going to play. They wasn't going to let this storm change there. And what a great story, you know, for those people just to push through the adversity. And how much credit you got to give to the parents of that community to get their kids to practice with everything that was going on and all the, you know, disruption and stuff with the storm and COVID and everything. It's just an amazing story. And I mean, everybody was just so proud and excited. You know, I know Lafayette had a good group that made it, I think four state champions. But over here, you know, we had Manny, which isn't that far from the Southwest area. We had Kinder and we had Grand Lake. So there's a lot of excitement in this area too, especially with everything that everybody went through, you know?
Yeah, and then another school that they went through a lot of damage in the state is Alexandria High School made it for the first
time. Oh, what a great story that was.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Bachman made it.
He did a great job.
Yeah, and they had a lot of damage over there in Alexandria from a lot of tornadoes.
Yeah, you know what? People would be surprised at how far that storm went and continue to damage the area. You know, how far north it went and it stayed, remained as strong and, you know, and caused a lot of damage, you know.
Yeah, it went all the way to Shreveport and, you know, Lafayette, like you said, and Baton Rouge. We got a lot of wins, but nothing compared to what happened in Alexandria and the Lake Charles area. But, Coach,
right.
Take a break. When we come back, I want to get your thoughts on McNeese State and if you had a chance to watch them in their first game, and what do you think of them going into the season? And any stories you might remember you might want to share with anybody? I know you play with Buford Jordan and a few great players there, but just talk some McNeese State Cowboys football when we come back. We've got Lark Hebert, the head football coach from Vinton High School. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scout Report. I'm Lee Burkeen. Our guest is Lark Hebert, the head football coach at Vinton High School. Former McNeese State football player, played defense, played offense on the O-line, played D-line, played for McNeese in some good times there, and coached there for 17 years with three coaches. Coach, did you get a chance to look at McNeese in their opening game this year?
I didn't see the game. I saw some highlights. What a great comeback. Fortunate, you know, I actually recruited Poe, the Daniels. His nickname's Pope.
Okay.
And he recovered the onside kick. I was excited for him.
You're talking about Darius Daniels out of Iowa.
Yeah, Darius Daniels, yeah, yes, yeah. Out of Iowa. I actually recruited and signed him. And so I was excited. You know, I knew he was going to be a good player. You know, Darius played like in the safety at Iowa in the secondary and played safety and was basically a free safety. And I kept telling old Coach John, Simon John, I kept saying, you know, this kid's going to be a linebacker. And he's like, man, Coach, you sure?
Said,
he will
up.
Be a linebacker.
Yeah.
And I said, as he gets older, he's gonna get bigger and stronger. And you know, with his speed and agility, it's just gonna, you know, it's gonna lean in right to being a great linebacker. And that's what, you know, it's good to see all those things and see those kids be successful. But I was excited that they pulled that thing out. I love Cody Ogeron. I think he's a great kid. I actually recruited Trevor from STM, who caught the winning tying touchdown, the one-handed catch.
Yeah, Trevor Badger. Yeah, from St. Thomas.
Yeah. Recruited him out of STM and signed him. And, you know, just excited for the kids that I knew that are there. I still, there's a bunch I don't know, but there's still a few I know that I recruited that I was excited to see them be successful.
Yeah, I know Rashawn Matthews, who played at LSU and Southern, coach. His son, Joshua Matthews, had some good catches in that game from transferred from Louisiana Tech, played at Dunham High School in Baton Rouge, Joshua Matthews. And then they picked up a big running back from Arizona State, from Manny High School, that's really good. And they just got to shore up their defense. I saw the game. I'm sure that, as you know, it gets better as more games you play, more practice.
Well, they play today at noon, and we'll see if they, you know, if they improve. They had a week off, and then, you know, they play today at noon, so it'd be interesting to see how it goes.
Coach, what do you think of 1AA football playing this time of year? Is it kind of crazy to think that? I mean, you used to.
I think it. Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, it's really like. But I'm so glad they're doing it. I'm excited for the kids and the fans to actually have some football and, you know, go to it. And I think you play football whenever you want. Somebody's going to watch it.
Right, right. You know, no offense to tennis and polo or anything, but it's going to be, you know, soccer or anything like that. But football's still king in Louisiana, at least. I know that.
Yeah, and you know, when you consider that it didn't happen. Now, if you'd have had it in the fall, but I remember my years at McNeese, you know, spring. Training, I mean, shoot, our practices would be full. And then anytime we had a spring game, you know, we had a great crowd, and our scrimmage, we'd have tons of people show up. So without having it in the fall, people missing it so much, I can just feel the buzz in Lake Charles about the spring season, you know.
Yeah, I know all the coaches there are going to be watching the games. And, you know, talk about the fans at McNeese, Coach, the Cowboy fans. I spoke to the Cowboy Club. You were on the staff one year when I spoke, and I think Johnny Nagel was on the staff. We both were friends with Johnny. But what do you think of that Cowboy Club and that the passion those Cowboys fans have for McNeese State football? It's unbelievable.
You know, a place like McNeese, you have to have those clubs, you know, to be able to survive. You need it. And they do a great job, and they're very supportive. And, you know, they've always – they get to come to meetings and hear about, you know, injuries and those type of things. And you know, the signing class and all that. So they love coming to, you know, doing that and attending those meetings and getting over. But, you know, it's so essential to your program because you don't have the money, you know, the LSUs of the world and Alabama. So, you know, it's important to have those clubs to do what they do and help you out. And Yeah, I mean, I've coached with a lot of good guys over there at Magnese. You know, Rob Sale just got the job with the New York Giants. Jim Lazier is now at Lafayette. You know, of course, Coach B went on and became the head coach at Monroe. Now he's going to be working in Lafayette. Ed Orgeron was a GA at Magnese when I was playing. Manny Michel, who coached the D-line with us, is now with Ed at LSU. My GA, my last year at Magnese, my GA ended up getting on at LSU when they won the national championship last year. So, and then, you know, of course, we got Johnny, and then Johnny's son, Slade. I coached with all those guys, and Johnny was a great guy. He's hilarious to be around.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What a guy. Keep make your day go by fast and keep you laughing, you know.
Coach, is there anybody like Johnny when it comes to humor without laughing?
I think he's one of a kind. And I don't know if he's trying to be funny half the time he's making you laugh. I'm not sure he's even trying to be funny. He's just a funny guy.
He loves life. That Mississippi humor, you know.
That's it. He loves life, and I love hearing his stories, you know, for when he played at LSU and all the greats he played with at LSU. I love hearing those stories. And of course, you know, he had one son who played, was a good baseball player and got drafted in the major league. And then, of course, you know, Slade went to Clemson before transferring back to Magnese. So, good quarterback Slade was.
Yeah, and Slade's a good coach now at Tulane. He's a coach there at
Tulane. Yeah, he's a great special teams guy. Along with being a good running back, just like his dad, a good running back coach.
I got to mention this, Coach, and you, this is going to hit home for you because I know you know about this place. And I'm going to give this man a plug because when I went to Lake Charles the last few years, there's a place I eat at, and I just when I go there, I'll see 10 or 15 former coaches there every time for lunch, sometimes 10 in the morning. Seafood Palace on Enterprise Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, David, we love Seafood Palace. And David supports Magnese football big time, man.
I got to mention that because, I being from Baton Rouge, when I walked in, Coach, I accidentally found it one time.
It's kind of out of the way a little bit.
Yeah, but I went in there, and David just took me in. He said, hey, man, where are you from? And we start talking about LSU and McNeese. And he said the owner of the restaurant sits down, and you know this, and then they had a table of men. You could tell they were all coaches at one time. And when I started talking football, I had 25 people come by and just wanted to talk football. And I was like, man, I'm coming back to this place.
And the food's good.
It's food, real good food, man. And I'm not trying to give – this is not advertising. I'm just wanting to tell a story with Lake Charles, the area, that there's a lot of good restaurants there. There's a lot of good people there, and they love their football.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Barb, obviously, is one of the best baseball programs in the country.
No doubt. They've done a great job, and they got it rolling, and it's big time tradition. And you're a good ball player. That's where you want to go.
Coach,
you know?
Let me ask you this. Sam Houston didn't play also football, right?
They did not.
Okay. I want to make sure I mentioned them, Sam Houston High School.
Yeah, they did not. And Chad Davis, who played for us at Magnese, is not a head coach. He just got the head job.
Okay.
Chad Polk resigned. After the year, and they named Chad, who was offensive coordinator there, but Chad played wide receiver for us at Magnese, and he's now the new head coach.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Coach. And so anything you want to say about Vinton High School going into this? Is there a spring set up yet? I know we're still kind of evolving.
We are. We're gonna have spring. We got to have spring. We're so far behind everybody else, you know, because we new staff just got there and didn't have a spring before. Didn't have very little off season. So our first off season is going really well. The kids are really bought in and they're working hard. And we'll have us a spring. And what we'll probably do is have a little scrimmage. You know, I'm good friends with Tyree, who got the head job at Sulphur High School. And Coach Tyree's going to bring his freshmen and sophomores, who will be juniors and sophomores and juniors next year, basically. His JV group, and they're going to come down and scrimmage just this spring, and we're going to have a little scrimmage with them. And then he's going to take his older kids and have an inner squad with his older kids. So, you know, at Sulphur, you got so many kids out for football, you can do these kind of things. And
With him
not playing a spring game, he's able to bring his JV kids and scrimmage us and then have an inner squad with his older kids.
Yeah, and Chris Towery, you know, I met him when he was at Central High School coach. And he coached at the University of Houston for a little bit in college.
He did at Lafayette. Of course, you know, Chris played at Lafayette, and then he coached there. He helped at Lafayette coaching on that staff. And then, of course, he's coming from Tyler Junior College as the offensive coordinator at Tyler Junior College and got the head job here at Sulphur. And, you know, with Chris, came in about the same time I did. So what he was going through at Sulphur, I was going through at Benton. We talked constantly.
Okay.
Just between the storms and the COVID and all that stuff. So we went round and round, bouncing stuff off of each other and calling each other, you know, and like, what are you doing about this? What are you doing about that? Right. Those types, just helping each other out. And I mean, you know, I called him too, and it was like, and he's like, well, you know, I'm doing that. I said, yeah, what you're doing, I've got to do on a smaller scale, but it's all the same, you know.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing. So,
well, Coach, I want to mention it. One more question for you before we go. You coached under three coaches at McNeese State, three good guys: Tommy Tate, who's now at Opelousas Catholic, Matt Viator, who was just recently at ULM of Monroe, and Lance Guidry, you know, who played at Karen Crow, played at McNeese. Three guys, all different personalities, all great people. Any stories about McNeese that you'd like to share? I mean, those are three. I mean, you were at three staffs. Not every guy gets to last through three coaching staffs in college football.
Yeah, and, you know, good friends with all of them. Funny thing is, like, Coach Tate recruited me out of Fort Berry High School. Of course, wow. Coach Tate played at Fort Berry High School and went to McNeese. And then as a McNeese coach, he recruited me to go to McNeese and sign me. So we had that relationship, and, you know, he hired me on. And then when Coach Tate got let go, Coach Viator was promoted. And, of course, Coach Viator and I were really good friends. And, you know, as young single guys, we actually lived together. And then I was a defense coordinator here at Sulphur before he went to McNeese. So that was easy, that I wasn't going to be let go. You know, I knew I'd be kept and stuff. And I actually became the defense coordinator for Coach V, and we, you know, for 4 years. And we won three conference championships in those 4 years. And then, you know, then when Coach Guidry got it, I had been working with Coach Guidry because he had been the defense coordinator when we went to the national championship and all that stuff. And he left and came back, and then he came back and was the defense coordinator again. I was working for him, and then he got the head job. So that was, you know, it just made it easy and stable. And I'm very happy and that I was able to stay 17 years, not bounce around, not move my family, live in one spot and work for 17 years at McNeese. That was great. You know, that was just awesome. And then, you know, I have no bad experience, nothing bad to say about it.
Coach, what you said is very rare. You know, knowing the college coaches I've known since the 80s, but being able to stay somewhere almost 20 years in college football is unheard of. And like
right,
you said,
right.
Moving your family,
I feel blessed.
Around, you know, I mean, moving your family around is tough for these college guys. Every 2 or 3 years, new schools for the kids. You know, new house, new town, new places, and then
yeah,
you were. That's very rare. Coach, good luck to you with Vinton High School.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it.
And I wanted you to promote your school. I'm glad we were able to talk about all your kids and tell them about where it's located, because, I mean, it's the first place to come to when you're coming from Houston, right? I mean, when you come right?
When you cross the Texas line on I-10, first school, first little town on your left is Benton High School. You can't, and the stadium's right off I-10. You see the stadium right off I-10. You can't miss it. Appreciate everything you do, Lee, and thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Coach, don't hang up yet. I'm going to end the show, and I wanted to talk to you. But everybody go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com. Coach knows about this school. We did an article, Jace did, on Silliman High School, an NAIS school in Louisiana. We've got some other articles from different schools in the state. Check it out on LAFootballMagazine.com. We're working on our 2021 issue, our 25th year, Coach. We're putting out our preview magazine this summer. We'll have
congratulations on that.
We'll have that out this September, and talk to about close to 400 recruits the last 3 weeks, and we'll see everybody on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.